Hello, thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. This is Jalen. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, how may you, I'm sorry, how may we assist you for today?
I need a back order on an item on my current subscription. I tried to get this product. I don't know if it came in and I lost it, or if it just didn't come in the mail. But I had called a few months ago to get the item reshipped, and they reshipped me the wrong item. So I called a second time to reship, and they never reshipped it. They said, "Okay, we'll put it out in the mail." It never got reshipped. So I just need this item. I'm kind of stuck on the subscription right now of where I'm at without this particular piece. So I'm
Yes.
happy to put it on my credit card. I'm happy to pay for it. I don't care. I just need this particular item.
Yes, sir. No, yes, sir. So you just need it reshipped out to you, correct?
Well,
Or
I'm.
the
Let's see. Let me pull up my customer number, and then you'll see where I'm at right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 1462-026-0002.
Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
Okay, I'm pulling up an active account. Can you verify your
Yeah.
name and address on file for me, please?
Yeah, sure. It's Christopher Flynn, FLYNN. It's 5605 Northwest 112th Path. I'm not sure. It's either Doral or Miami, Florida 33178.
Yes, sir, it's Durrell. But yes, sir, give me one moment. Let me pull up the
Sure.
pull up the ledger. Sorry.
Yeah, sure. So I should have one subscription that's active right now. I believe we're done with the Back to the Future.
Yes, sir, this is DeLorean buildup.
Yeah, that should be done now, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me one moment to get that. Just
So,
pulling up, please.
yeah.
Slow. I just want to view everything to see what's going on with your account. It shows like the history and everything. Okay, so, and again,
So
this is for
I'm,
the.
yeah, so the DeLorean should be done or just about done. I'm done with the main part. I think right now, whatever you guys are last sending me was like the railroad track parts. So my focus is on the James Bond, the Aston Martin.
So you was trying to, was you inquiring about your DeLorean or your DB?
The DB.
Okay, well, this one don't have it. Let me see if find your other account, Flynn. And yes, it's 331.
Am I still under the same? Let me see. I just got a shipment in. Am I still under the same number?
Why? Just give me one moment, sir. My system.
Customer number.
Yes, sir. Just give me one moment. My
Oh, hold on. They got me
system.
under a different customer number for the DB5.
I know, sir. Just give me one moment. I have
No,
to pull this.
no, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. So,
Oh, yes, sir. That's fine.
I'm looking at an old customer number from the Back to the Future, and I'm looking at the current invoice they shipped me from the DB5. I see they got me under a different customer number. I'm sorry.
No, so that's fine. It's usually be like that. I don't know. It's usually like how the way you type the address whenever you sign up for a new one, or it's all reasons on why I just start a new one rather than put it on the same one. So, but it's just
Of
weird.
course,
But that's
they can't make it easier for you guys, can they?
no, sir. We could just transfer it from here to here. That'd be so much easier. But give me one moment.
Sure.
I'm gonna pull it up.
So we confirm the next minute, we will talk about
And what was your zip code again, sir?
Three three one seven eight.
331-78. Okay, and check this one. No. Okay. I'm putting the DB5.
Sure.
So,
okay, so I'll have to keep that in mind for the DB then, that it is a different customer number. That's strange. I don't get it, but okay.
Yeah, you mean, I'm going to pull up the ledger for you. We'll see what's going on.
It must be something from the European system, you know, because I know these subscriptions were initially designed in England, so it must be how they track their customers compared to how we build our databases here in the United States. They're a little different. So.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. There we go.
Yes, sir. Okay, so for your DB5, your I know you was requesting a reship, but your last shipment was sent out on the 31st of March.
What I'm looking at was issue 8, parts 27, 28, 29, and 30. I had requested that some time ago, back when I was around probably shipment.
Yes, sir. And
10 or 11.
June, July. Oh my God! In January 14th, I'm sorry. That's when
they sent me issue 9, not issue 8.
Give me one moment. Problem was.
And I compared that shipment to my previous issue 9, and they're both the same. I needed issue 8 sent to me. So I don't know if it was something in your catalog you're looking at that they misrepresented and sent me issue 9, or if it's something in the warehouse that saw issue 8 and sent me issue 9 instead, but I didn't get the right one. So like I said, I don't care. Charge me for it, I don't care. I just need issue 8. I can't build onto the car. I'm on issue what right now? What is this, issue 15, issue 16, issue 15, and I can't go anywhere with this without issue 8, so.
Yes, sir, so that's probably where the confusion came in. You need the shipment, correct? You probably need the, because issues 8 and 9, because in total, let me make sure, in total you were sent 58 issues, but the shipments? You were sent 15 shipments. So I just want to clarify that. So we both on the same page, so we both know exactly what's being
okay, shipped. Okay, so the issue has got part numbers. The way they do the DB9 is completely different than the way they did the Back to the Future. So, if I asked for shipment 82, that was part 82, part 82, 83, 84. You know, there wasn't a particular issue. There were your shipment was your part number. For the DB5, you have an issue magazine that's got 4 part numbers. So, like issue 1 would be parts 1, 2, 3, 4, or you might call it shipment 1, 2, 3, 4, but it's still issue 1 on the magazine. And I told her I was looking for issue 8, which had parts 27, 28, 29, and 30.
Yes, sir.
They sent me parts 31, 32, 33, and 34.
Yes, sir. It shows that it was a reship requested for it shows the request the reship pending for the issues 27 through 30, but regarding the 31 through 34, that was reshipped on the 12th, December 27th, 2020. I know.
But that's the problem. I didn't need that issue 9 reshipment. I just needed the issue 8 reshipment.
Yes, sir. I'm unsure exactly how it was shipped regarding. Just give me one more. I got to go back to the ledger, but then we'll have to go back and pull this back up. So it's not like it was
so they sent me something I didn't need, and I offered to put it back in the mail, but the problem is with COVID, they don't want anything back. I get that.
It's not like it was requested on requested on the 18th, and it was sent out on the 22nd. That was the one that you did not want, and then you called on and you requested again for the issue 27 through 30. Yes, sir. On January 14th, 2021. So, all right. Regarding those, it just seems like they aren't sending.
Is that sitting on back order? What is going on with that? Yeah.
Give me a moment. Let me go back to it just to make sure.
Yeah, because I'm on 55 through 58 now, issue 15. I can't do anything with this until I get that 27 through 30 parts.
Yes, sir. Well, yes, sir, it is showing that those issues that you request is out of stock at the moment, so that's why they haven't been shipped out yet.
Okay, so
out of any ETA, I am, give me one moment, let me view the ETA.
No, that's okay. So issue 8 is out of stock, 27 through 30, but I have it pending shipment right now.
Yes, sir. It's showing that it is pending. So once it becomes
okay, and I have no other repeat orders that are pending, do I?
Said it. I'm
sorry. I got nine that I didn't need, which is a waste of money. I realize you guys paid for it, but it's still a waste of money.
Wait, say that again, sir.
Yeah, the issue 9, which was 31 through 34. It was a waste of money. Unfortunately, I think you guys paid for that. You said you just had every shipment.
Yeah, that's no.
It was a waste of money. It was something I didn't need. But,
no, so, okay. So
sure.
the confusion was kept. They don't just reship. They reshipped it because it was. It was probably miscommunication between you guys, and it probably was sent incorrectly. But then it was sent.
Okay.
It was requested, reshipped, and you got it. You got the correct one. So they don't just send you anything like repeats of anything.
Okay.
So they are just the reships was going to send if it was requested. So it was just again, it probably was just miscommunications regarding. What shipments and everything, but again, it is showing that is the shipment is pending. So once it becomes available, because I can't, I don't think I could do it.
So it's sitting waiting to ship, and I'll continue getting new shipments as well.
Yes,
until okay. I just want to make sure because when I called the second time and asked about issue 8. I wasn't told that it's on back order and I'll need to wait. That would have actually saved this phone call today.
Yes.
I known that it was on back order because I understand that the Back to the Future had a lot of back orders and they kept sending me like skips.
Yes.
I went from like item 26 to like item 45. And when I called, they're like, some of these are on back order. We're going to keep shipping you and we'll keep track on our ledger, which ones you're missing. So by the time this ended, I got every single part I needed. Just some of them were on back order, and they were shipping me parts that I could continue building around. But unfortunately, with this issue 8, there's a couple pieces there I can't build around. I have to build them or completely skip them, and I'm now missing parts in the car. So, okay, so that's on back order. That's all I need to know. I'll continue getting new shipments until that back order comes up. So, okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I can assure you that it is it's still pending, and we are going to ship it out as soon as possible, as soon as we can.
Okay, no, not a problem. I get that. Some of these, I think especially here in the States, you guys got more than the warehouse anticipated. You got more subscribers than warehouse anticipated, so I get that this will be on back order. I just wish that was explained to me the second time I called. The reorder. I'm sorry, you'll have to wait for that. Should have said, okay, I'll put the order in again. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, no, that takes care of it. Thank you very much for your help.
No problem, sir. Well, I just want to thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. I do hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
And you too. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.
You too, sir. Okay, bye-bye.